Blog Talk Radio.
This is the fucking shit I be talking about. Half rapping ass motherfuckers. You think it's a game? You think it's a fucking game? Come on!
Welcome to another episode of Table Talk with T. While we were playing the music, the phone hung up twice. So I don't know if we're going to have more technical difficulties tonight. I'm not sure. If it hangs up on me, again, I'll just merge on the phone line with Ronan, because ain't nobody got time for that. So the song of the night was DMX, and we picked that just for the fact that that damn Pitbull lady, every time I see Pitbulls or, you know, just looking at that story, like watching the whole thing play out, I just heard DMX in the background. I know the people can get it too. What you looking at? Stop being greedy. But I just love hearing DMX in the background. I'm like, that's a perfect fit for her attitude. So what did you think about Melissa Lawrence's whole fiasco? Because I was so surprised to see how many people, you know, was co-signing with it and thought that, you know, what she did was okay. What did you think about it when you first saw the video on WorldStar?
Right now, when I've seen everything, I'm on the fence on it because on one part, she didn't have to react that way. But the thing I have an issue with is when the media, like when it comes to people of a different ethnic background, they grant them space in the time of crisis. But on the other hand, when it comes to something fucked up, and it's numerous times it's been documented, to where the news will harass and hound someone, beat on their door, say they want to get a word with them in their time of grieving. And in some ways, I kind of understand what she did. I mean, because they do some paparazzi-type nonsense nowadays. But, again, she didn't have to take it that far. She could have won the house and that did it that. But, again, to sit there and throw rocks and sick the dogs on them, that only promoted more trouble for herself, since it's going to be a one-sided affair. So that's one of the things I got disappointed in, like why she give them something to talk about.
Right, you know, and it was just basically a stereotype being played.
Yeah.
You know, you had the cute little white girl in her little purple suit, and she's just trying to do her job, you know, little Miss Susie, and this big, angry, black, beastly woman comes out of nowhere and attacks her. You know, like a perfect stereotype. And then you heard all the angry black women bashers saying, oh, she attacked her because it was a pretty white girl, and she's fat and overweight, and, you know, just the same old bullshit rhetoric. You know, and I think a lot of rumors were spread, too. A lot of people, I think, initially agreed with her actions because they thought that her daughter had died. And it came out that her daughter did not die. And her daughter is okay now. I believe she's out of the hospital. But I think that's why initially a lot of people agreed with her actions, because they felt like, you know what, her daughter just got shot. She's in mourning. She's in shock. Why y'all hounding her? You know, but, again, it was inexcusable. I understand getting upset, and the media is rude. The media is very pushy. The media will twist stuff around. Let me tell you about my experience. I never really talked about it in detail. When I went on the Dr. Drew show last spring, they never told me that Adam Carolla was going to be on the show. Because remember, if y'all was watching the show, he was making all types of jokes about black people and how black, you know, kids are, you know, they act so grown at a young age and they're allowed to be sexualized because it's black culture. So the whole time they were trying to get me to act kind of, you know, wild, you know, just be yourself, just, you know, kind of, you know, give them attitude. But I didn't know who was going to be there. I thought I was just talking to Dr. Drew. So I'm like, why would I give Dr. Drew attitude? That's not even his demeanor, you know.
But
then looking back, hindsight is 2020, when I seen that, I said, so that's what they were trying to do. They put Adam Carolla on there, and they thought I was going to be the angry black girl and come on there and be like, you got us messed up. But that wasn't what happened. You know, I came at him classy. I broke it down to him. I let him know, no, not all black people support this mess. You know, and you could see the shock on his face. It's like he didn't know how to react to somebody coming at him articulate and being able to state their point.
Well, T, you almost missed the message, because you were supposed to be yourself in their perspective. Were you supposed to snap off? They could hear your neck rolling on the phone and everything. That's what was supposed to happen.
On Skype.
But again, because you didn't play to that stereotype that they're so accustomed to, now they threw them off. Like, wait a minute, you know, this nigga thinks. You know, so now there's a problem. So that's
right.
What they meant. You know, they had to have one individual to sit there and just spark the conversation and have free TV at your expense or ratings.
Right. I mean, it's like they wish it. And I kept wondering, like, why do they keep saying, you know, be over the top, have an attitude, just, you know, be yourself, be hip, be. And I'm like, all this for an interview about, you know what I'm saying, the booty popping kid? Like, come on. You know, this isn't like a personal one-on-one interview about my life, so what am I, you know, getting on hype for? I stated my opinion, and that's it, you know? But, yeah, the media does try and play those little games, unfortunately, but she fed into it, and her over-the-top behavior definitely just made her look bad. You know, it's one thing to come out, she's threatening them. Okay, I'm, you know, get off my property. She's threatening them. Obviously, they're not leaving. You know, they're still trying to get a reaction out of her. At that point in time, I'd have just walked in my house and locked my door. As long as you're not in my house, Sam, and on my property, you're not going to catch a bullet to the ass. So I'd have just went in my house, you know, but she engaged them by throwing rocks, and then with some big, heavy-ass, damn Jesus rocks from back in Jesus A.D., 2012
right.
A.D. I'm like, damn, where'd she get them big Jesus rocks? She looked like she was stoning somebody. You hear how they fell? It was like, come on.
Why they gotta be Jesus rocks?
I'm like, damn, was she trying to stone the cameraman? Because the rocks in my front yard are pebbles. They'd have just been hit with a bunch of pebbles. I'm like, where the hell did she get these big Jesus stone them rocks? Stone that prostitute, Jesus. She had like four of them. I'm like, damn, they made rocks that big in Rhode Island. She was just hauling them, too. They sounded like baseballs when they was hitting the ground. And then the cameraman, he's steadily trying to hold the camera. And what's so crazy is you see your homegirl getting chased by dogs. He's not trying to call the dogs off. He's not trying to intervene. He's steadily holding the camera like, I'm about to get this news footage. I'm telling you, when I first seen the video, I'm not going to lie. You know what I'm saying? I was cracking up. I laughed. You know, it was ratchet. It was wrong. But I laughed because the cute little girl started crying. And I just didn't want to ask the question. And the dog bit my arm. And luckily, there was a fence open three houses down. Well, maybe you shouldn't harass people, ma'am. You know what I'm saying? So for every action, there's a reaction. Now, was her reaction right? No, it wasn't. Her reaction was ratchet as hell. You know what I'm saying? But, again, you can't fuck with certain people. That lady looked like she was a few eggs short of a dozen. That's somebody that I would see walking down the street. And I'd be like, oh, you know what time it is? And she'd look at me like, bitch, you know. You know what I mean? Like, have, like, an attitude, whatever. And I would keep her moving. I wouldn't engage her in anything else. She looked crazy.
Oh,
she looked like something that you just don't engage.
You know?
Cameron said, you're going to learn today.
You know, see, I was a little bit upset when no girl was like, asked that dumbass question. So, you going to throw rocks now? She should have sat there and beaten her on the side of her neck. That's what she should have done with that rock. I was disappointed she couldn't do it. But just seeing her run away from the dog.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was so funny. You know, and it was so, I mean, it was so creepy the way she said it, too. She was like, sick him. I said, damn, that bitch sound like DMX.
Oh, my goodness.
She went high, and then it's like the dogs, they didn't waste no time. They went right at the lady. She was just running. And you know what, and I'm not going to lie, the reporter was a champ because had that been my black ass, I'm scared of dogs. I don't do dogs. So had that been me, and she'd been like, sick him. Oh, my God, y'all would have heard me screaming from down the road. I'd have been freaking out, jumping. Hey, I'd have fell out on the ground. I mean, oh, yeah, I'd have been in tears for real. So I can't even laugh. And she held her composure. She really did. I mean, she did cry, but I would have been in tears. I'd have been like, damn, TT for real crying like somebody died. Call your dogs off, ma'am. I just asked a question. I'm not ready to learn today.
See, she wasn't smart at all, because, like, anybody else, they would have heard them dogs. Like, you would have seen assholes and elbows. That's all you would have seen. Foot. That's all you would have seen, that shit.
Yeah. Man, that purple suit was gone. I was like, why the hell this lady done crawled out her damn pit bulls? Them dogs was gone. And the cameraman just still sitting there rolling footage. He didn't attempt to set nothing down. Like, I'm about to record all this footage. Yeah, that shit was crazy. And then what'd she say? She said something. She was like, get away from my house.
Get away from my house, bitch.
Right. I was just like, oh, wow. And then, you know, a lot of white people were saying that this should be treated as a hate crime because she called the camera lady a white bitch. So they're, like, saying that should be a hate crime because if that was a white girl calling a black girl a black bitch, they would say it was a racially motivated crime. So what do you think about that?
No, it wouldn't have been a racial major. I mean, they're really reaching on that one. I mean, again,
right.
this person was invading her privacy. And of course, how do you think someone's going to be going to respond during a time of grieving when their child has been hurt or worse? And you got a camera all in their face and messing up their privacy. So, again, they're not going to respond in a cordial manner, most cases. So, again, they're already pissed off. You're only making it worse, so it's going to be what's going to be. It's going to come out. But, again, old girl should have rolled that beautiful pee footage. She should have ran. She should have ran hard. Hey, look, she should have picked another day.
The cameraman was like, roll that beautiful bean footage right into the courtroom.
That so camera
now,
lady
what do you
and the
think about? So what do you think about her appearance in court? Because a lot of people are really upset about that she wore a shirt that says that her attitude is your business, basically, and, you know, basically saying F everybody, and if you don't like what she did, oh, well.
That was
fact ratchet. That she's looking at a felony.
Well, that was ratchet. It didn't help her case at all. It means, like, okay, now trying to talk sense to her is pointless, so we might as well give her the full. She basically fucked herself on that one. She could have came in there more presentable, and that way they could have, you know, been a little more empathetic to her situation. But since, you know, she was all arrogant about it wearing that shirt, I thought we might as well put a book at this chick.
Right, right. And like camera lady saying, no, Collins girl said she shouldn't have dropped the mic. She should have kept the mic because that was her only weapon against the dogs. Gatron Axis is saying that he thinks the dogs were a bit over the top. Camera lady saying that she's feeding the angry black woman stereotype. And she was, you know, and people used her footage and the way she acted as fuel for fodder. You know, people were saying, oh, look at her. She's overweight. Her hair is not done. You know, she looks older than her age. She's an angry, ghetto black bird. You know, just every stereotype, it's like she fitted, you know, and that's what was just so frustrating about everything because she fell right into that stereotype. You know, angry, she done sick dog on the news reporter, and then, you know, she went to court angry, and then she was yelling in the courtroom. So, you know, it's just, it's really crazy.
Yeah.
Now,
what did
y'all think
about?
That
was open to shut case. No, I'm saying, like, when she did
right.
that was open to shut case because, like, she started from start to finish coming outside being all ratchet. Said, look, if you are not feeling some kind of way, stay in the house. Now, if they come in your house, that's a whole other conversation. But then
right.
you going out there, you attack them, you only help their case a lot further. And then going to court, there was no argument. None. They're like, this chick is beyond reproach. So get them.
The only thing she can do is plead insanity. And now she's hiding the dogs. You know, people are using this as an excuse to, you know, blame pit bulls and say that pit bulls are violent. You know, so how do you feel about that? Because you own a pit.
They're not. It's all about how you train them. I mean, they're fiercely loyal to their owners. And the fact that, like, my neighbor who basically told the front office that I have 2 weeks to get rid of the dog or other measures to be taken. My dog's aggressively friendly. She's skittish around new people. Like, when she sees me, she comes home, she jumps and hugs my arm. Like, she'll cross her paws around my arm and then, like, lick my shoulder or, you know, just sit there and just wagging her tail like an idiot. And that's all she does. So, it's fucking small.
I ain't never had no pets, so I can't. I don't know. I'm just like, oh, okay, interesting. I don't do animals too much, especially cats. The cats
yeah.
scare me. Sorry if anybody has a cat in the chat room. I remember one day I said that on Twitter, and like somebody like went off on me. You're a cat hater. I'm like, I just am scared of cats. I'm sorry. I got attacked by a cat when I was 8. I don't do cats, you know. But I know a lot of people like cats. My guy had a cat. He recently got rid of it, though, thank God. It just used to creep me out. You know, if I'm, like, going out to go get some water, the cat is right there staring at me. Just weird. I don't do cats. They just kind of creep me out. They're too sneaky. And it was wild. It would, like, jump on the table. Come on, what the hell is this? I thought cats just sat in the corner and just purred all day. Like, it would jump around and stuff. I don't know. I don't do cats. But... But I do like dogs. I mean, dogs are okay. But I don't know. We just didn't grow up with no pets. I had a fish. I had a fish for like 2 years. It died. I had a betta fish. I got it from my son for his second birthday. And it died. We ain't had a fish since. Next. The boys want a dog though, but I don't know how to do anything with dogs. I don't know how to walk them. We had a dog one time. Matter of fact, no, let me take that back. We did have a dog. My ex-husband had bought home a damn pit bull. It was cute at first, okay? Look, at first. We had the pit bull for maybe 2 months, and then all of a sudden it just grew, and it was just huge. And it chased me into my room and was barking outside my door, and I was like, that is it.
You okay, T? Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, it seems like they hit T again. Let me try to get T back real quick.
Hello? Is anybody there? This damn, I swear, Blog Talk Radio ain't shit. Okay, can y'all hear me? Hello? You guys there in the chat room? Ronan, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, this is just sad. This is just sad. And we haven't even got to the topic of Obama yet. So you know, since we start talking about Obama and these new wiretaps, it's about to be dead air. So y'all stay tuned. This is a thing. We can't even talk about no dogs without getting harassed. Good God. This is just ratchet. It's so frustrating. I don't know why it keeps hanging up. My phone does not drop calls any other time. But it now all of a sudden it keeps dropping calls on Blog Talk Radio. And you know when you was calling me back on my phone right now?
Yeah.
I kept hitting answer. It would not answer your call on everything I love. I was hitting answer 10 times. I kept hitting answer, and it was just sitting there. It was not answering your call. I'm like, what the hell is going on? It's like it froze your call for me answering it. Anyways, I was talking about my love for dogs. No, I wasn't. But, but yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out with Melissa. Charged with a felony. You know, a lot of people say that that's over the top. You got people who've done worse, and they're not been charged with felonies. So we're going to have to see what ends up happening from here. Another topic that we wanted to hit up and talk about was the whole Cheerios commercial, that whole controversy about the mixed race family.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that?
I felt the controversy in itself was stupid. I mean, I thought it was a regular commercial and a child being a child, but again, you got social retards who take things a little too far or see things that they really didn't need to see. Yeah, you know, so I thought it was a regular commercial. I thought it was a normal commercial, you know, that she was a biracial child and she asked a simple question, so she poured Cheerios on her dad to, you know, look after her dad, but after that, it just went from zero to stupid.
Right. And a lot of people were saying that basically the people who were at fault were black women and racist white men. It's like we get blamed for everything. I'm like, black women? I thought the commercial was cute.
But see,
I was like, what the hell? Why would you blame for every damn thing? Angry black women who hate to see a black man with a white woman. And I hate that stereotype because I'm the type of chick, and most of my friends that I know don't give two shits who some random black guy that I may never meet in life chooses to date. I don't understand this whole stereotype of black women getting upset when they see a black man with a white woman.
Well, here's the whole thing, T. It's like, again, you still have some pockets of ignorance who are still color struck. That is the whole overblown self-esteem issue, to where if people, you have these people who are advocates of, I want to say, affirmative action relationships, to where if I'm a certain color, you're supposed to be with me because of that. And if you're not, you know, you're your mother, and all kind of ignorant shaming tactics from men, women, white, black, whatever, it's all the same silly shit. But, again, that's where it comes from. They see things that, I mean, really, a lot of things they see, they're digging a little too deep for it. So, again, it's kind of hard to explain basic shit to simple-minded people.
Right. But I think a lot of that comes from that movie Jungle Fever. Yeah, I remember the movie back in the day, Jungle Fever. I just remember bits and pieces. And I think Wesley Snipes was dating the white lady, and was it Queen Latifah that came up walking to him talking about, how dare you date her, you know, like kind of flipping out or whatever.
I forgot the actress's name.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's like Wesley Snipes, his name was Flip on the movie. He stepped out on his marriage to, I guess he hooked up with an Italian woman, which they said was white. And all hell broke loose on many sides, like from, you know, Italian side, black side, and everything. And people were showing their real hatreds and insecurities about certain things. And it was a big old mess. And he got put out, and it was a whole bunch of division. He was just nuts. So that's why they called it a little Jungle Fever thing, because people have a taste for, I guess, things outside their normal presence.
Right. You know, and I guess maybe that's where people get that whole stereotype about black women getting jealous and going off on black men. And I'm not saying that there's not black women who do this, so that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that I hate the stereotype that people make it seem like it's all. Or, you know, I even have, like, you know, I have interracial people in my family who date interracially, and I don't care. But it's like, even I notice sometimes, not with them per se, but even other people, they always have this sob story, especially up here, because I think up here in Minnesota, it's just so common. You know, even growing up up here, it's just so common to just see a black dude, 9 times out of 10, going to be with a white girl, Asian, something other than black. When you see two black people up here in Minnesota together dating, you're like, it's almost like, oh, my God, a black couple, like, you're shocked. Like, when me and my guy go out, it's almost like people are shocked that we're together. And then the fact that we're both, you know, dark-skinned, it's like, what, two dark-skinned people dating in Minnesota? Where they do that at? You know, whereas down south, it's not a big deal. But with that being said, what I do notice about some of my friends who are in interracial relationships, they sometimes have this, you know, woe is me, the world is picking on us, or, you know, we get all these strange stares, and, you know, and I don't really feel like that, you know, especially when you live up here. I can see maybe certain places like the South, but when you're in a place like Minnesota, it's like, you know, like sometimes I'll see, like, white girls, they'll be with their boyfriends or whatever. I don't think twice. I'm just looking at the couple in general, not because they're black or white. I'm just looking at, okay, her man is cute, or she's pretty, or he's ugly as hell, she's ugly. You know how you just look at, you know, a couple. You know what I mean? It's not always a good thing, but, you know, you just look like you're mugging them, or like you're sizing them up, or you're thinking in your head, what the hell is he doing with her? And it's not running through my head at all. You know, and I had to tell one of my friends about that. I had to check her about that. She's like, you know, every time I go out with, let's just call him Jamal, you know, typical black name, Jamal. Mm-hmm. Every time I go out with Jamal and we go to the Mall of America, I be feeling like black girls are always, you know, staring at us, or like they have an attitude. I'm like, but how do you know that they're staring at you? Maybe it's your insecurity about your relationship, because everybody's not, you know what I'm saying, staring at y'all, but it seems like some people feel some type of way about being in an interracial relationship, and they're trying to force it, and it's not natural. Because other than that, why would you even care what people think or assume that everyone is staring at you? Like, I never understood that. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I feel like some people want that woe is me attention. I'm just like that tragic battle syndrome. Oh, you know, I didn't sit here, I didn't sit there, but have a lot of mixed friends who fit in just perfectly. Such a tragic life. Did Ronan's phone hang up? You still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I thought the phone hung up.
No, it's just your phone. Have you ever?
Oh, my phone was going in and out. I'm sorry. I don't even know where it went out at. What did you last minutes. Hear?
About the experiences about interracial dating, what you've seen or what you hear from people about the experience about people voicing their insecurities, and it's prevalent. I mean, again, it's like a lot of people get stuck on the superficial things. They base a lot of things on stereotypes, misinformation, ignorance, and fear. I mean, it takes a whole lot to not just express love to yourself or even those, I guess, of your same ethnicity, but when you have vast differences, to be able to see that person for who they genuinely are and love them beyond that, that says a whole lot. But, again, a lot of times you have people who hook up out of the sake of being or, you know, having a personal fetish in some ways, and that reveals itself. Or just for the fact
right.
that, you know, that they want to add validity to some myths or whatever. And I had a guy give me a PowerPoint presentation as to why I should stop dating black women and start dating white women. And when he broke it all down, I was like, well, shit, all the things you're talking about, I've experienced that with them and other, you know, women of other races. So, it again, you start finding out for yourself, like, some people just don't want to step outside the box sometimes. And I'm not saying this racially, but come logically or common, you know, for common sense sake, you know, some things are just beyond stupid.
Right, right. You know, and that's the crazy part. You know, I just feel like if you're insecure with your relationship, you really shouldn't care, you know, what anyone thinks or, you know, people staring about you. It's about you and that person. You know, I don't think anybody should make anyone feel insecure because they want to date interracially. I don't think it's my place to lecture somebody or, you know, tell them that they're, you know, watering down the race or, you know, how dare they get with the white woman. That's silly to me. And I hear a lot of white people say that, too. A lot of them were saying that in the video that they feel like, you know, white women who date black people, they're ruining the white race because the white race is already dying off and they're race traitors and, you know, all this other nonsense. At the end of the day, most people believe in monogamy, you know, for the most part. I mean, if people practice it, that's a whole other thing. But most people believe in monogamy. So if most people believe in monogamy, how do you feel like you can date every white woman? Or how do you feel like you can date every black man? I know I can't date every black man in the world, so who am I to dictate what Jamal can do or what Marcus can do or what, you know, this person can do? I'm not dating them. He got to date somebody, you know what I'm saying? So I never understood why people get so upset as if they can share themselves with the world. Like, ma'am, everybody is not able and willing to date you. So why are you dictating who, you know what I'm saying, somebody can date? That never made sense to me. It didn't.
Don't even.
Princeton said both his brothers married and had babies by white women. Well, you're not alone, Princeton. Yeah, I have little, you know, mixed nieces and nephews, you know, and them is my babies. Love them, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I just don't like them. I'm not going to lie, though. Oh, Princeton's a girl. I'm sorry. I'm not going to lie, though. I hate when people feel like if they get with a person of a different race, their kids are automatically going to come out with sandy brown long hair and green eyes. And then when the child comes out black as hell, looks damn near black, don't even look like it's mixed, they get upset. Hell is you mad? That's half of your DNA. Like, I've honestly had two homeboys, and I have to go off on one of my homeboys. I'm like, this is just some ignorant shit. Okay. Now, his first son is, now he's not a dark-skinned dude. He's like caramel complexity, right? So his first son is by a mixed girl. And the baby's like caramel complexion, like his complexion. The child looks just like him. Got dark brown eyes, dark hair, caramel complexion. Looks like his twin. Then he got four other kids. by white women, by four different white women. When I tell you these damn kids look like white children, they have blonde hair and blue eyes. They don't look nothing like him, period. But they're his sons or whatever. How about he going to demand a DNA test on the black child, on the one that looks the closest to him? Tell my wife, I don't think it's mine because all my kids have green eyes and sandy brown hair or blonde hair. Bitch, you're black. Like, what do you mean because all your kids have green eyes? Like, those aren't your features. Those green eyes and sandy blonde hair and straight hair came from their mother. Like, why are you acting like those kids got some features from you, but the child that was closest to you, you want to demand a DNA test? I'm like, what the hell are you saying? Like, I'm like, that's wrong. If you're going to demand a DNA test, demand it on all of them. Don't just pick out the child that looks the closest to you, the black child, and then sit here and claim the kids who don't look nothing like you and say that they're for sure your kids because they have green eyes and they all look alike and their mothers are white.
Wow.
I was so baffled by that. He made the girl take a DNA test and everything. It came back that it was his child, big dummy. And to this day, he has not had none of the white children tested.
That's a dumbass shit, personally. Just stupid.
Everything, all the kids got funny color eyes, either green, gray, or blue. Sandy brown to blonde hair. He did not demand not one DNA test on them fair-haired children. But the one that looks just like him, he demanded a DNA test. And I've known other people who've done that. My homegirl went through that. She has kids by a few different guys. And all her kids are all light-skinned. She's light-skinned herself, but they're all light-skinned, and all her kids got funny color eyes, like hazel eyes, green eyes, whatever. And so she finally has a dark-skinned baby. I'm talking about the girl is ecstatic because all her kids are, like, really, really light. And the fathers, you know, some of them are dark, whatever. So the one child she has is brown skin, and she's such a cute little girl. She's the only brown baby out the bunch, but that's her little baby right there. So the one little brown-skinned girl, the father demanded a DNA test on it. He was like, I don't believe that that's my child because you got a baby by such and such. Your fourth baby daddy is just as dark as me, but then y'all's child got green eyes and it's light skin. But how come me and you have a baby, the child comes out black with black eyes? I'm like, what in the hell is wrong with our people? He took it to court and demanded a DNA test, came back, it was his child. I'm like, why do people ignore that their genes play a role in the features of their kid?
Well,
I would never understand dudes that do that. He was upset because the child did not come out with green eyes and was not light-skinned like the fourth baby daddy who was dark-skinned.
Well, I see what you're talking about because, like, I've seen family members, I've seen associates do all that nonsense. They figure, like, they're going to treat their bodies like chemistry sets, and they're going to make the perfect child with perfect features and everything, and then when they don't turn out that way, they treat that baby so bad, or, you know, they spoil the child, making the child think it's bigger than it really is. So it doesn't help the child either way, but it just shows how sick this society is. I mean, like, you're trying to create the beautiful Frankenstein version. That's what it sounds like to me. And your genetics play a serious part because you might catch some features that you didn't want the child to have. You might have Jay-Z's lips or, you know, you might come out like a little Flavor Flav. You never know. Or even I had people tell me, like, you know, if you get two light-skinned people together, you're gonna have a good-looking baby. But sometimes the baby might be dark as hell, might be busted, you know, might be albino. Who never knows? You know, it's genetics is a tricky thing.
Right, and that's the thing. I mean, look at that lady that was screaming all that racism stuff with the Walmart when she said that the Walmart people were, you know, racist, and the one that said that they thought that the father kidnapped the little black girls.
Yeah.
And look at them girls. They don't look, to me, they don't look mixed right off the bat, especially if you're looking at them from far away. They were all darker-skinned children. Their hair were a lot kinkier, and their father was full white. You know, and usually a lot of times when you have a black woman with a white man and their child is mixed, for whatever reason, usually if the mother is black, the child tends to look whiter. That's what I've noticed. But if the father is black, then the child tends to have more black features. That doesn't necessarily always mean the same, but, I mean, that's usually what I've seen. But these kids definitely look more black. They look more black than they did look biracial. So, again, you never know how your kids are going to come out. You know what I'm saying? And, hell, my kids, my little nieces and nephews, they're mixed. They got a white parent. My kids only have a damn light-skinned parent, and my kids are the same complexion as their mixed nieces and nephews. My oldest son got hair like a dang on mixed person. And you know what I'm saying? So it's like you just never know how your kids are going to come out. But I just hate the fact when people feel like, okay, I'm going to go get with this person because of this, this, and that. And then when the child come out looking a different way, you're upset. It's like, what kind of shit is that? You know, I remember people getting mad when my youngest son came out with kinkier hair and his hair is like a sandy brown color. And people on his dad's side of the family was like, you know, why is his hair so, you know, coarse? And why is his hair nappy like that? Or, you know, what's wrong with his hair? I'm like, what the hell you mean what's wrong with his hair? You see my hair? He got my hair. What the hell? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't shit wrong with my hair. I take care of my hair. You know, but it was almost like they just expected him to have hair like our oldest son. You know, but, and he didn't. He has, his hair texture is more like my hair. You know, so it's just, I never understand that. I never understand why people get on that whole mess and then want to sit there and act crazy when it comes down to it. But I just felt like, you know, the whole situation with my homeboy, I lost so much respect for him because of that. It's like you're so quick to get the child that looks like you, you know, DNA tested, but the ones who don't look anything like you, to look at them, they look like white children. You're cool with that. You know, so it's just interesting, people's mentalities.
It is. I mean, they just reveal how sick they are as to how they see the world or, like, their view of it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the best thing you should ever hope for is a healthy child, you know, child that,
right,
you know, that will do better than what you did, but again, that's asking too much nowadays.
Oh, right, right. It's not even about, you know, a healthy child anymore. You know, they want their child to be the next Justin Bieber, Britney Spears, and stuff like that. So, you know.
We don't need that shit.
You said what?
We don't need that shit.
We don't need no more Biebers.
No,
your mom
no.
said, I'm trying to upload this video, too, while I'm on the phone. So Jamal is saying that albino babies are creepy. I've seen one little albino boy. He was cute. Matter of fact, I've seen a little albino boy recently. He was Chinese. I was kind of shocked. He was full Chinese. It was at my son's birthday party. My son had a pool party. And all you see is this little albino boy. He comes walking in, and he has thick, straight hair. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's so pale. You know, you see all the little white kids, and he's, like, just pale. And, you know, he was, like, swimming and stuff, and I got in the hot tub, and I looked at him, and I said, oh, my gosh, I said, you're Chinese. And he started laughing. I said, I thought you were a white albino kid. I said, but you're Chinese. I said, you're so cute. I mean, he had the eyes. He was such an adorable little boy. But I just never seen a Chinese person who was albino. But he was so cute. He could swim really good, too. I can't swim, so they were trying to teach me. He was like, you can't swim. I said, no, I'm black. Of course I can't swim.
Oh, come on now.
I'm just kidding. Maybe he was like the sweetest little kid, though.
Oh,
but Jamal says he has a black friend who's an albino. Princeton says that her nephew looks more black than white. They're mixed. They just look like light-skinned black people. Camera Lady says, let me see here. They're thinking about the cartoon King of the Hill where the Native American sun swears up and down, that's his blood. Oh, my gosh. That was crazy when I first realized that whole King of the Hill. And I'm like, Todd don't look nothing like that, man. He looked like, you know, the Indian chief. And then it finally came out that that's who his father was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, King of the Hill, that's my show. I ain't watched that show in a minute. Hold on, Camera Lady said, don't feed into the non-swimming black people stereotype. Camera Lady said she can swim last. Well, you go, girl. I cannot swim as old as I am. Lord, I can't swim. I want to learn, but I feel like I'm too old to be trying to sit in the pool. I signed my kids up for swimming lessons, so now my kids can swim. And the lady at the YMCA said that she would give me closed-door lessons. I was like, ma'am, no. But I got, like, four swimsuits, but I do not swim. I'd be scared.
Why?
Okay, so everybody in the chat room, most of the people in the chat room who are black, how many of y'all can swim? Princeton said she can't. I want to know who all can swim. I know Jamal can't swim. He lives in New York. Joshua can't swim. Ronnie, can you swim? You was in the military, so you had to know how to swim, right?
I had to. Shit, I was in the amphibious assault unit. I had to swim.
Oh, okay, not me. I'd have been like, somebody swim for me. Octavia said she can swim. College girl says I can only swim like a frog underwater. But wow. My head above water, absolutely not. Yeah, I can't swim. But, yeah, I made sure to put my kids in swimming lessons, you know, so they could learn because I didn't want them being afraid of the water. So they're pretty good, but I you'll find me in the shallow end splashing my feet around in the hot tub. I cannot swim. I'll be so scared. Mm-mm. And plus, I almost drowned. That's part of the reason why I can't swim. I almost drowned in the fifth grade. I was at my friend's pool party. And, you know, everybody was in there swimming. I didn't want to tell them at first that I couldn't swim. And her older sister was in junior high. And so I'm sitting on the edge of the pool, you know, just dangling my feet. And everybody's like, you know, Titi, get in the water, get in the water. And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm just going to sit right here. And her stupid sister going to push me in the deep end. Like, I was like, you know, everybody was like in 5 feet or whatever. Her sister pushed me in. I sunk right to the bottom. And I didn't come up right away. And they had to dive down there and pull me up. And, you know, I was crying and stuff. And they're like, well, we didn't know that you couldn't swim. And, yeah, so I don't do water. I'm not good. Your mom said he almost drowned when some random dude threw him in the pool. See, why do people do that? Y'all need to stop playing. Everybody can't swim. Y'all stop pushing people in the pool.
Well, you got people who try to be assholes, or some try to make you, like, trigger that fight or flight thing and make you swim. Yeah, it's true. You know, I don't know. I mean, you have that survival instinct, and you like, I gotta do anything I can do to get to, you know, back to land. So,
I was 11. I sank right to the bottom like a rock. I was like, fuck this. I don't know what to do. Like, I literally had no idea what to do. I just sank to the bottom. It was like, I mean, I was coming back up, but I didn't know what to do. I was swirling my arms around, and I remember I had breathed in water. Oh gosh, that was horrible. That was horrible. And then after that, I stayed away from pools for a while. I was I'm cool. This is too much.
Hey, AT, I know we talked about this a little earlier, and we wanted to get everybody's, like, thoughts and opinions on it, but that video you did with them little girls cussing.
Oh, my gosh. That video hurt me, y'all, to hear them little girls cursing and going on. Now I understand kids are going to curse. I'm not going to act like I've never cursed, you know, when I was a youngin. You know, but I think back when we used to curse, it was just like, ooh, she said bitch, or ooh. You know, like it was almost like, you know, like you were scared for an adult to hear you. It weren't like
right.
It was just going in, and you didn't know what context you were using it in. You just said, like, you know, bitch. You weren't like, you bitch ass, that, you know what I mean? You didn't go off. You just, you know, you might have just cursed, but you really didn't know what context to put it in. It's just something that you heard, you know, the adult saying. But the way that these kids was going off, I mean, just you can tell how low their self-esteem was. Calling each other dirty, saying that, well, you suck dick, you suck dick. And that's the part that bothered me the most, was to hear two young girls at that age even say something like that. Like, I think that's the part that hurt me the most, because I'm just like, what do they even know about that? Is somebody sexually molesting these kids? You know, is somebody having sex in front of them for them to even know about oral sex, for them to even come at each other like that? And then for the parent and whoever else was in the background recording it and laughing, I was just disgusted by the whole thing. Utterly disgusted.
Wow.
What did you think?
I thought it was disturbing. There's a lot of people nowadays who say that they're parents, but then the children are the reflection of your parenting a lot of times. And seeing that they were finding amusement in these kids cussing like sailors and just going off, and really all it was encouraging them kids to do even worse. So,
right.
You know, again, it's like, you know, it's kind of like a snapshot of a failed generation when I saw that. And I couldn't even watch the whole thing. I was just more pissed off. You know, I only got to about like 4 minutes of it, and I was done. I just couldn't do anymore.
Right. After a while, it was just, like, too much. And then you could tell that other girl, you could tell they'd be clowning her all the time about her mouth, you know, and talking about each other's skin tones and nappy hair and everything else. I mean, I'm just like, and why is it that those are the words that we're so quick to throw at each other as black people? You know, the first thing people want to do is hit on the skin tone, hit on the hair texture. They were talking about each other's noses. You got a big-ass nose with your ugly nose. And, you know, it's just like just the self-hate was just so evident. And this is stuff that they hear their mamas, you know, saying to other women. I'm sure maybe their moms talk to them like that as well. You know, say things to them like, you know, you're ugly or your hair is nappy. You can tell that neither one of these girls were well-groomed. Their hair wasn't done. You know, they weren't dressed any type of way. And it's just like, where is this at? Is this in the kitchen? Is this at a daycare center? Like, where are these kids at? And I think what even bothered me even more than that was the fact that when the little girl called the other girl dumb and said, you don't even know your math. I asked you the other day, what's 1 + 1? And you said, I just want to watch TV. And then she asked her again, tell me what's 1 + 1? And the girl's reply was, 1 + 1 is shut the fuck up. I'm like, that is so sad. Because that's something my 3-year-old niece could tell you what 1 + 1 is. But again, they're a reflection of their parents. The parents aren't working with them. The parents aren't trying to teach them nothing. So how is she to know what is 1 + 1? And from her behavior, her mannerisms, the way that they speak, they're probably disruptive in class, don't listen, probably getting kicked out the classroom all the time. So, you know, the whole situation is just crazy.
It just really, a lot of these hood boogers, and I'm just going to call them that, think that stuff's cute. They don't think about the consequences
right.
that come from that stuff because, like, they'll get into a place as far as, like, the education systems, and they'll start deeming them unteachable, which, again, is going to send them to a long line of trouble because they can't function like other kids. Then they're going to start getting pissed off because they're left further behind on the curve, and then they turn into other things that we see every day. So it is true that it is hood boogers in training. And they're
right.
And that is, like, what they were doing on that video, among other things, that was one of the most egregious forms of child abuse that you could ever do to a child. Like, do something ratchet and think that shit's okay.
Right.
Help.
Yeah, it was just really disturbing, you know. And Joshua was saying that she can't cuss, but she knows all the cuss words. I mean, she can't add, but she knows all the cuss words. And that's what was really disturbing. You know, the things that they were saying, I mean, she knew how to come. I mean, she had a comeback. For everything they said, she had a comeback. They both did. You're ugly. You ugly. You suck dick. You suck. It's like they had a comeback for everything. But as soon as she asked her, what's 1 + 1? Dead silence. Dead air. I'm like, this is some sad shit. That is abuse. You know, when you record something like that and put that online, and like Camera Lady said, they're hood boogers in training. That's our next generation of young women who are going to be mothers one day raising kids. And this is how they're being raised. So then the cycle continues. And like I said, it's sad because, you know, these are the kids that are being raised. These are what my boys are supposed to pick as girlfriends. You know, so it's insane. It's insane.
I'd say good luck. Because it's slim pickings. Now, there's so many who don't know how to treat themselves with respect or even, you know, do anything that commands respect. You got so many who know how to, you know, fix a blunt, but they don't know how to fix a meal for themselves and their families. They don't know how to be respectable girls, don't know how to be wives, they don't know how to be an asset, they don't know how to turn a house into a home. All they know is that that script of reality television that's being played in a lot of households, broken households, every day. Some have some very poor conflict resolution to where they figure yelling and fighting and fussing is the way to be. And
right.
It is.
That's the truth, you know, and that's the sad part. Like you said, you got people who can fix a blunt, can roll a fat-ass blunt, but can't
right.
make a turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean,
you know, everything is oodles and noodles. Everything comes out of the can.
In a lukewarm hot pocket, thinking that's dinner. But
right.
Again, it's like, you know, this is an example as to why they said it takes a village to raise a child. because not only are the parents supposed to be the primary teachers, but you have aunts, uncles, cousins, nieces, nephews, all that stuff to get the child an encompassing view of how they should be and how they should treat themselves and others. But again, when you take that away and when you have these, you know, these trannies in training who say, I'm both the mama and the daddy, you know, or they push the fathers out, or the fathers, you know, didn't want to be there anyway. Now you got turmoil in the child's life, because in the father or the mother's absence, all this bad programming is set in this child. So the child learns to start being hateful, and, you know, they don't know how to manage their anger right, so everything they do is fucked up. So again, they start raising more fucked up children, and the process begins again. So there's so many, like, nowadays you think it's not uncommon to see a great-grandmother at 35.
Right.
It isn't. That's sad. Actually,
right, and that's what we were talking about that one show.
Yeah. And the screwed-up part is women of character and men of character who carry themselves in an upright way, they get either dismissed or poorly miscategorized into this foolishness, because now the bullshit is the norm. Like, if you go to school and graduate, you're the worst thing in the community. But if you're getting ready to do 5, 10, 20 years in prison, or you're having a baby at 15, 16, there's a celebration for this foolishness.
Right.
Back after.
What's good is bad, and what's bad is good now.
Yeah. And there's no
excuse. Well, I mean, when you think about it, think about how many dudes, when they get out of prison or out of jail, people throw them a party. Oh,
yeah.
You know, Ray Ray's getting out. Party over here. Ray Ray done did 5 years. He gets a welcome home party. But when a guy graduates, he can barely get a graduation party.
Yeah.
Unless it's high school graduation. But let somebody graduate from college. Oh, well, congrats. Don't nobody tell nobody who done spend all that money, all that hard work, you know what I'm saying, to graduate from college. You rarely ever go to college graduation parties. Well, especially in our community. I know a lot of white people tend to throw, you know, themselves college graduation parties. And I'm not saying that black people don't, but I'm just saying that's not the norm. But let Ray Ray be getting out of prison. They're going to have a barbecue, everybody coming out. You know, so it's just, it's really, really sad. It's a sad thing that's going on. It's like everything is so backwards. Octavia in the chat room is saying, you know, who will actually help them. Devin is saying these damn hood rat reality shows need to be removed from television. Joshua is saying that the problem is that America, there's no help. Our only solution is jail and medication. Amen. That is so true.
Yeah.
We'd rather say that these girls are ADHD, attention deficit, ODD, and then give them a pill, give them some type of pills. I'm trying to think of the name.
Psychotropic, I think.
Psychotropic, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, we'd rather
give
them those type of pills than really try and diagnose the problem. She's not ADHD. Like Dr. Umar Johnson said, attention deficit order just stands for ain't no daddy in the home disorder. Her daddy ain't there. Her daddy ain't ever been there. She has no discipline. He has no discipline. That's what a lot of it boils down to. It's just easy to give your child a pill and have them just sit in the corner and look like a damn zombie than you really parent them. And they're trying to push these pills. They're trying to push these pills on these kids. And I don't play that shit. Because I know after, you know, I went through my divorce and, you know, my oldest son, he was going through a few things in school. And, you know, we had moved up here. And it was a big change for him to come from North Carolina all the way to Minnesota. And, you know, it was a change. You know, and they're like, well, have you ever thought about putting him on medication? Or get the fuck out of here. He's gone through some changes. He's gone through some things like kids all go through when you go through a divorce. We're going to talk about it. We're going to express our feelings. We're going to get down to the bottom of it. Whatever is bothering you, open your mouth. We're going to discuss it. Not putting my child on Ritalin because I'm going through a divorce because he's hurt behind something. No, we're going to talk it out. Because people don't realize what a lot of these pills are messing up a lot of these kids. And when you think about it, when they get into the real world, the police do not care that your child has ADHD. Or, you know, what is the other one? Optional defiance disorder, authoritative defiance. There's like so many dang on disorders. It's crazy. I can't even keep them all in track. But the point is, once they get into the real world, no one cares about your disorder. You can't just go out and go cuss out a police officer and then be like, well, I have ODD. They don't care. They'll shoot you. So we need to stop raising our kids to rely on these pills and let them know that there's other ways to cope. When we were younger, there was none of this shit.
We went through depression.
We went through a lot of stuff, but nobody gave us no pills. It was stuff we had to deal with. It wasn't kids killing themselves and jumping in front of trains. There was suicide, but not like how it is now. And I think a lot of these suicides are coming from these pills, from putting these kids on these medications.
That's where you're
getting a lot of this bad behavior.
And seeing the pills take effect like that, that Ritalin, just to see that take effect of a child who was, like, active, like, always into something. Like, again, that's why they send us out to play and socialize and have fun. That's why we were able to communicate with other kids because, like, you know, hi, what's your name? You know, where do you stay? And then, like, you start meeting the neighborhood like that. Now these kids are more insulated in the house because both parents or the lone parent there has to work a double somewhere. So someone else is taking care of the kids. But the people who are supposed to take care of the kids are not really paying attention to the kids. So they start putting that energy somewhere else. That ADHD nonsense, really that child is looking to get into something, period. That's all that is. If they was acting up, you know, they had a belt for that, and that cured that nonsense. But now you got people who sanction turning your children into junkies and dealing with obesity. I mean, obesity is like one of the biggest things I hear in kids. Because we didn't used to have that. Mm. We sit there and burn that shit off.
Right. I'm like where are all these big-ass kids coming from? Yeah. Kids bigger than me. I'm like, damn, you're 12?
Well,
they're doing stuff to this food and these medications, for real.
Well, they are. And it's true. But you figure, like, back then we was able to play outside. Because that was the worst thing you could do
right.
is keep a child in the house. You know, but you had the bikes. You had people, you had kids chasing the ice cream truck an extra block. Because, you know, wanted to get us running. You know, we learned how to, like, you know, enjoy each other's company. Now kids are, like, all they do is socialize on Facebook, social media sites. They're on video games. They don't go outside. They don't do nothing. But their parents stop being parents. They start trying to be their best friends. It's not helping anything. They don't learn how to parent anymore. And then kids learn how to do the same old nonsense, but progressively worse. So now I'm concerned about what the next generation is going to be because they don't know how to cook, they don't know how to take care of each other, barely you know how to pay bills, and then you have some of these parents coddling their children. They're like well into their 20s or 30s and still have them staying at home and acting like little kids and putting their name on the milk and shit like that. It doesn't help. It doesn't help at all.
Right. It's true. I mean, it's crazy. Like, you see a lot of these kids out here, and it doesn't matter what race they are, white, black, Indian. I mean, and it's even sad when you see Asian kids. Like, when I was growing up, Asian kids didn't have no meat on. They were always, like, the little short ones. They were tiny and little. Now you see a lot of Asian kids are big, you know, because their diets in America are a lot bigger. They're more fattening. You know, you see the second generation. Like, I see, like, even, like, a lot of, you know, my sons and friends now, because now they're all going through puberty. They're all, like, you know, 13 and 14 and stuff. And these boys are great. You know, already they're like 5'9" at 13, 14. The same kids I was, you know, looking down on last summer, like, what y'all doing? Now I got to look up to them like, don't think because you're 5'8 that I can't drop you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they're just, they're huge now. And the little girls, you know, they're just developing so quickly. You know, and it's just like you see them one year, and it's like they're these, you know, they're 8 and 9, and they're still flat. And then they hit 11, 12, and they're like wearing like a D cup. I'm like, what the hell? Damn, titties is bigger than mine, and you're 12. Like, that's scary because they don't look their age, but they still have the mentality of children. But then you got these pedophiles out here looking at them like they're grown, and you got some of them because their bodies are so developed, they feel like they're grown. Then they make these twerk videos, and they're on YouTube shaking their ass. And they're not realizing, you know, the extent of that and how much danger that they're putting themselves in. They're not realizing it because they're still kids, and kids can only think so far. Kids still have that childish mentality. They don't see things all the way through like adults. So, yep, and I agree. Octavia's saying it's a lot of the hormones in the food, the GMOs. It's a lot of everything. Jamal's saying you got kids out here who are 16 who look 22. It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. I go to, like, when I go to the high schools to go visit my niece and them, and it's like I'm at the high school. I mean, these boys look like grown men. I'm like, damn, you're going to make me catch a case. didn't know you were 16. You know what I mean? You're like a grown man.
Yeah, y'all got Chris Hansen. Chris Hansen working overtime.
Right. I'd be scared. Like when I used to go to the roller skating rink, and I'm this little boy trying to talk to me. And, you know, and I'm, you know, we talking, we skating and stuff like that. He bought me a little pizza and everything. And, you know, we go to exchange numbers, and he's like, you know, I'm 18. What, 18? No, boom. Now, he's legal, but I'm not about to sit here and date no 18-year-old. I said, you could be my son. I ain't that old, but you know what I mean. You mean it don't help because I look young as hell. So it's like, you know what I'm saying, I don't look my age. And then you got these kids who look grown. So it's funny, like my little niece is like 5'9", and she's, what, 14? So it's like when I'm with her friends, I'm the shortest. And I'm not even short. So it's just like, I mean, all her friends are like 5'9", 5'11". I'm like, y'all some big, tall-ass girls. Big Amazon chicks. It's crazy, this stuff. Yes, boo, 18. I pull youngins, but I let them know I can't go that route. I need a grown man. Can't do no little boys. That's like, you know, dealing with my son or his friends or something. Mm-mm, can't do it. Did somehow I said I'm running around in a pedophilia van with ten of windows? Y'all like shit. I'm running around in a white van saving a white teacher. I wish I would. But I'm telling you, these kids, they be in the club with fake IDs and shit. They have you fooled. For real. Y'all ask people in the chat room, like, y'all ain't never been fooled by no young kids. I'm pretty sure Jamal probably done hollered at a girl thinking she was about 18, 19, and she was 16. She looked like a grown woman. Y'all are such a mess. They're going in on me in the chat room. They said I'm the Pied Piper. For real. Them young kids will get you in trouble. That's why I hate when little young kids email me. Like when I said I'm being on MySpace. And you know how like little boys will like email you. Like your little kids, they email you and stuff like that. Like, oh, girl, you fine. And you go on their profile, they're like 14, 15. And I'm like, sir, do not send me any more emails. I don't get, you know what I mean? Like be writing all texts and shit going off on them in case Chris Hansen gets this. Uh-uh. You are as old as my child. Do not give me any more compliments, young man. Thank you, but no thank you.
So, Lovely T, you wrote here on the transcript, do you play football?
For real, these little kids be acting grown. YouTube, too. They come at you like some grown men. Like, I know you old. I know you got a son that's by my age, but I don't care, sir. No. I don't even reply back to nobody no more, though, especially on YouTube. When it be like little kids, no response. Fuck that. But yeah, man, these GMOs, these hormones, it's just a lot of stuff that's just, you know, going on with a lot of these kids today. And I feel bad for them because they're having to grow up in such a, you know, digitalized age. And it's almost like their innocence is gone. You know, their innocence is straight up gone. There's no more of that. You know, like I said, when you have them little girls up there cursing and going off like that, it's just, it's really sad. It's a sad day and time when you have seven-year-olds who feel like that's the proper way to express themselves. But again, they don't even know what they're taught.
No. Not even in the slightest.
That's the sad part. You said what?
I said not even in the slightest. And the sad part is you have some so-called parents try to teach them the hustle and how to get, you know, get through and get over on people at this age. So, again, they learn how to be manipulative, how to be deceitful, how to be as ratchet as a lot of these people are. So they basically prostitute their children, boys and girls, in how they feed them this foul program. So, I mean, again, they see it as not, they see it as cool to, like, you know, well, grandma, you know, she go to club with you, wear the same club dress, you know, I can't wait till I have kids of my own, and then they start having kids at 14, 13.
Right.
You know, having them those pro T-shirt parties where them kids, like, wear a certain color T-shirt. You know, they do certain sex acts, like the gold ones where the girls, they can do it all, oral, anal, and vaginal. So, It's a whole new world.
That's crazy. Right, it is a whole new world. Shamar just posted in the chat room. T, you remember when that dude posted his dick pic on your Facebook wall? And I don't know how old this dude was. Yeah, and I left it up there. I said, hey, that's your dick. I ain't gonna be embarrassed about it. You posted it. You know what I mean? And it's I don't know if he thought it was just gonna be me seeing it. When I tell y'all, this man, I don't know if it was a man or an 18-year-old boy. I don't know. And I'm mad that Marlon brought the shit up. So you know how everybody be posting stuff on my wall, like, oh, I got a story for you, T. All of a sudden, I got a story. I'm trying to find a time to start a day. And he's like, what's up, lovely T? This is what I look like, and woo, woo, woo. And he's not realizing that everybody can see this. And then here come Jared and a bunch of other dudes that be on my Facebook page like, dude, you know we can all see your dick on the wall, right?
Wow.
I didn't know what to say. I was just like, hey, made my order. I'm so glad Jamal remembered that. When I tell you I left it right up there, I said, oh, well, he obviously not embarrassed. He said shit.
Wow.
And it's so sad. Like, people be posting stuff on my wall thinking that I'm the only person who can see it. Yes, I be getting stuff like that from people. The internet is crazy, and I'm grown, so I know how to handle it. But imagine being a kid and you going on your wall and you just see a penis. I've had people flash me on Skype. I've had people flash me on Twitter. I mean, it's just like, really, you know, I've been on Skype having a decent conversation with somebody who I thought was like conscious, like, you know, just real smart and yeah, and the black man and and 1 + 2 = 2 and 9 and you know, just the moon, the stars, the quasars, and all of a sudden he stood up like,
wow. Wow.
Oh my God, y'all got me in here dying. I closed the Skype session. I was like, really, brother? I thought you was about something. I'm telling y'all. Oh my gosh, people be posting some crazy stuff. I'm so mad that everybody saw that boy thing on the wall. I sure did leave it up there. I said, oh, well, shit. You know, I'm posting on a public forum.
That's so fucked up.
Oh, my God. Jamal going to say, I think it's your boobs. Whatever, Jamal. I cannot breathe. Oh, my God, I'm over here crying. And, no, you know what's so funny? Somebody wrote a comment on my video today. I'm going to ask the YouTube audience, they're like, what size bra does she wear? Why would you ask my subscribers that? People are so messy.
Not to my knowledge, I don't know if you made a video about that, but that's an interesting question.
I don't think I've ever made a video about that. I mean, I've had girls email me and ask me. I don't know why they feel like they had the right to ask me that, but I'm an honest person, so I'll answer their question. But I've had girls email me like, what size bra do you wear anyways? Because I think your shit's fake. Oh, okay. Sorry, did I offend you by making a video? You know? But yeah, he came on the video. I forgot what it's on the video that's up that I just put up today. And I seen it in the comment section. He was like, but what size bra does she wear? And I'm like, why is he asking YouTubers like they're supposed to know what the hell? People are just crazy.
You know what?
Yeah, we go in, we talk about any and everything on my Blog Talk Radio show. Everything is up for discussion. So if this is your first time joining us, welcome.
Wipe your feet now.
We have a good time here.
Ha, ha, ha.
Listen to Miles filling his gaps in the chat room. T, I'm not going to lie. Most of the time when I'm looking at your videos, I'm just looking at your chest.
Oh, shit.
Jamal's a mess.
Oh,
don't get no ideas on Instagram, Jamal. I follow Jamal on Instagram. So don't be sending me no freaky pictures, because I will blast you. First sister, she's over there crying. What was the topic again? Dang. We went for some deep stuff to talking about the dude who posted his little penis picture on the wall talking about my boobs.
Oh.
In other news.
Yeah, great segue.
Oh, my God. We got about 13 minutes left. Tonight's been a fun show. I'm over here literally crying. Y'all got me cracking up. And we will be doing the giveaway at the end of the month. So stay tuned
yeah.
for that. Oh, my gosh. But, before we go, now the phone might hang up. We still need to get on this Obama topic. So if the phone hangs up, yeah, it is what
you
it is.
Know what it
We're
is.
Not here long enough. Oh, my God. Okay, so basically, if you guys have not heard, the National Security Agency has, Obama has approved them to do the largest wiretap ever in the history of the United States. And basically, anybody with a Verizon phone is going to be wiretapped. They're going to be recording all your conversations, all your emails, your text messages, picture messages, everything. And there's nothing you can do about it. It's a warrantless wiretapping, and Obama approved it. So a lot of people are really upset about this. A lot of people are demanding that he be impeached. Obama has just broken so many promises. He's literally flip-flopped on so many issues. You know, I was a big fan of his, but it's just, you know, it's just kind of sad where this administration has gone. You know, and with this whole thing happening with Verizon, it really gives a new notion to, you know, Verizon's whole, you know, it just makes you not want to trust your cell phone company, because you can't tell me it's just Verizon. You can't tell me that Sprint won't jump on the bandwagon or AT&T or anybody else. It's not just going to be Verizon. It's just Verizon right now. But trust and believe it's going to start going to other carriers. You know, and it's just a shame that they feel like they have to go this route. Now, I don't know if you guys just heard. I just posted the video. Camera lady said that everybody should watch the movie The Obama Deception, and I've seen that twice. I watched it like back in like 2010, and that is a really, really good documentary. It's made by Alex Jones, and Professor Griff is in there as well. And I remember when Professor Griff was first saying all that stuff about Obama, he got a lot of hate mail. But everything he said is starting to come to pass, and people are starting to see him in a different light. But now if you guys have not heard, and I don't know if you heard about this, Ronan, but over the weekend, they did check stops in Alabama. And I don't know if anybody in the chat room's in Alabama.
Yeah.
But they did
yeah.
checkpoints where they made people, where they didn't make them, they supposedly allowed you to volunteer your DNA blood samples or your saliva. And if you gave them blood, they would give you $50. If you gave them a swab of your saliva, they would give you $10. So for $60, some yahoo that you don't know from a can of paint has your DNA. And what's going to be so funny is if 10 years from now they have your DNA snatched somewhere and they just feel like pinning a murder on you or saying that you have to rob this bank. Why? Because your DNA is on the counter, even though you've never been to that particular bank or that particular state. And I'm just like, what the hell are people thinking? Why are people such sheep and okay with just going with the norm? Who the hell just has a checkpoint and starts asking people to just give them DNA? That's sick. And people really went with this. I think they said they collected about, I want to say, over like 2,000 samples. I'm like, people are just dumb. And it's weird that all this crazy shit is happening now that Obama's in office. What do you think about the DNA checkpoints?
I think a lot of things are really starting to unravel, because that shit just came out all of a sudden at random. So who's to say it's not going to happen in any of the other cities too. So, there's a whole lot of funny business going on, you know, as far as like things with the weather, things about certain activities in and around Washington. It's just a whole bunch of funny nonsense going on. And this mess right here, and thing with the cell phones too, who's to say that shit isn't going on right now? Who's to say they're not going to publicize what's been happening for at least probably the past 5 or 10 years or longer later on down the road and think it's brand new? No, I mean, everything we're doing, as you can tell with Blog Talk Radio, we have these technical difficulties as to where we were being overheard. So that thing with the blood drive, that has me thinking of a lot of stuff. I mean, it's a whole lot of foolishness happening. Yeah, I think about the thing of the Mark of the Beast and everything like that and all this craziness, but a lot of stuff has come to fruition. And I'm not liking the path of things are going, but the most fucked up part is a lot of these sheep allow this shit to happen without a whimper. All you have to do is, like, move on to the next news cycle, which is probably tomorrow, and they won't even think twice about it. They just won't.
Right. I mean, if people are willing to just give some random person their DNA that they don't know who this person is, they're going to be willing to take that RFID chip. When they get ready to start chipping people, oh, they'll be down. Because, you know, everything is a convenience. That's how they're going to sell it. Like, it's going to be convenient. Now you don't have to worry about, you know, trying to find your debit card or somebody robs you because the chip will be in your arm, and all you have to do is just scan your arm and wave on through. I mean, it's insane. I remember 2 years ago I had seen a YouTube video where in Florida, ratchet-ass Florida, I had to do that. But in Florida, they were trying to use fingerprint analysis for kids to get their lunch. And they were saying that basically they wanted the kids' DNA to do the fingerprint. So instead of, you know how like when kids punch in their PIN code, it's a 4-digit PIN code. That's what most kids use. So they punch in their code like, you know, 2191. So what they're saying is that supposedly kids are too stupid to remember a 4-digit PIN code, that they want them to be able to use that finger identification system. So the kids put their finger on the little lunch scanner thing, and it scans their fingerprint, and that's how they get their lunch. And I'm like, yo, this is indoctrination. This is bullshit. Mm-hmm. They're trying to indoctrinate these kids into thinking that the shit is okay. There's no reason that you need my child's fingerprint in order for him to get his lunch. If he can't memorize a 4-digit PIN number, then he shouldn't eat. If you're that dumb and slow that you can't remember 4 digits and that's what feeds you, then you shouldn't be allowed to eat, point blank. These kids are not stupid. These kids know how to upload damn twerk videos and show you all the latest dances and cuss you out, but they all of a sudden they can't remember 4 digits. Yeah, okay. It's all about indoctrinating these kids and getting them to think that it's okay because, you know, the easiest way to rule a people is to start with the young. So you got to start them really, really young because right now we're all older and we're all seeing stuff the way it is, but these kids are still kind of blind to the fact of what's going on. You know, because kids still have that innocence. So they're being taught that, you know, they have to respect authority. You can't question this, you can't question that. And it's sad because so many kids are just being raised to be like sheep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is. It's crazy.
It's going according to plan. And, again, like, when you sit there and just dissect the most powerful unit in society, which is the family unit, it makes this shit all the more easier. Because once you break all that up, you can send the child anywhere to one of these entities that they can make money off these children. So slavery is real. Slavery is real. It's just the chains are a lot different, and they're a lot more comfortable for the slaves to put on.
Right. Oh, and College Girl made a good point because I did hear that. I've never been to Disney World, but I heard that in Florida, ratchet-ass Florida, and I say that to piss off the people. To that Florida. When you go to Disney World, they want your fingerprints as well. Because supposedly they take fingerprint analysis in Disney World so that way they make sure that you don't cheat, that you don't, you know, swap tickets and, you know, budge in line and all this other nonsense. But I think the reason why they had Disney World do it first is because Disney World is supposed to be like a friendly, you know, place and you're not going to think about, you know, about anything sinister with Disney World. But that is crazy because what are they doing with everybody's fingerprint? that's been to Disney World.
Mm.
So, and Octavia said that it first started with your Social Security number. Yes, ma'am, it did. You know, it is. And people are talking about the mark of the beast, capitalism, turning into a tyranny. You know, I just feel like they said in the Obama deception, fascism just needed a facelift. You know, and what better way to do that by putting up the face of a black man? Because mm-hmm. Obama was able to get into things that Bush would never be able to. No African nations trusted Bush or the American government. But once they put Obama there, a lot of the African nations, like, you know, look what happened to Libya. You know how they killed Gaddafi. And it's like a lot of African nations were, like, willing to trust Obama just because he had a supposedly a Kenyan father. And they thought that they would, you know, that they found a kindred spirit in Obama. But now look what's happening to Africa. You know, they're sitting there enforcing AFRICOM. They're, you know, robbing Africa of all the minerals. It's insane. They're basically selling Africa out to everybody else. Everybody else is getting rich off of Africa but the Africans. You have so many Chinese people now in Nigeria. Like when I talk to my family members and stuff, it's like you have so many Chinese people now. And they're running stuff. They done took over everything. It almost looks like how it looks like, you know, here in the States, how the Chinese people run all the stores, the mom-and-pop stores and stuff. It looks like that now in Nigeria. You know, so it's crazy.
Wow.
Yep. Jamal said that they're trying to use the Chinese to rebuild Africa. Yeah, they're definitely trying to recolonize Africa because everything
yep.
comes out of Africa. Whoever owns Africa owns the world.
Yep. Diamonds, oil, gold.
Yep.
Everything.
Rubber. Everything.
Yep.
The chips, the minerals that are used to make cell phones, they're found
yep.
in Africa. You know, so like everything, you don't realize, you know, people want to act like Africa is just some destitute, disgusting place. Please, if it's so destitute and disgusting, then you need to figure out why the hell all them Chinese people keep running over there by the droves. All them Indians over there by the droves.
Getting real estate.
Right. So it's crazy. It's going to be it's just kind of scary to think about, you know, what the future holds and what's going to happen, you know, in the next year or so. I'm not shocked by anything Obama does anymore, but it's just sad because, you know, I believed in the hope, you know, that he initially promised, and it's like he's just basically lied about everything. It's just, I don't know, it's just kind of disheartening because sometimes, like, you know, you think, like, dang, what's going to happen to your family and, you know, where is everybody going to be? You know, they're buying all these bullets, FEMA camps. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
They're about to start purging. Because when I heard about the movie The Purge, I was thinking about this is like a slight scale of what they do. You know, just pretty much picking and choosing who lives, who dies. You know, the elite versus the unwashed. So, again, don't be surprised when a lot of stuff starts revealing itself, but the fucked up thing is you got so many people who they got their eyes wide shut. You know, they think,
right.
Oh, nothing's going to happen or whatever, and then when shit starts hitting the fan, now everyone's panicking. Now it doesn't, well,
yeah.
What the hell happened? That shit was happening right before your very eyes. You decide to, like, I mean, the thing is, like, when you call bullshit on what it is, you're called conspiracy theorists, you know, and I personally don't believe into the two-party system because it's just the two same old dingy-ass wings on a fucked-up bird.
Right. Yeah. We're down to 40 seconds. Oh, this was a really good show. It really was. I had a good time. I'm sorry for the few technical difficulties that we had, but it ended up being a good show. To leave with what Sean is saying in the chat room, Africa is very rich in resources. Nobody cares what happens to it. Most black folks consider it an insult to be associated with Africa. And, Sean, if that ain't the truth, I don't know what is. You know, so we have to wake up. We have to start waking up these people who are walking around with their eyes wide shut. So on that note, join us next week. Same time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining us. You guys have a good night.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.